Hilchos Shcheinim, the laws of neighbors, chapter 6. This chapter contains 14 halachas. The subject matter here deals with the rights as well as the obligations of the inhabitants of a city regarding one another, or the inhabitants of an alleyway or a courtyard. Halacha Aleph, Koifin B'nei Ho'ir, Zeh Zeh La'asoy Schoimed Losayim U'Bariach. The owners, the inhabitants of a city can force one another to participate in the expenses of building a wall around the city, of building doors and gates, actual gates, in the entranceways of the city, ubriach, and bolts with which to seal up the doors, lo'ir, for the city. Vilivnois lohem beis hakneses, they also can force one another to participate in the expenses of building a beis hakneses, a shul, viliknoi sefer Torah, and to purchase a sefer Torah, uneviim and uksuvim, and Tanakh, neviim and ksuvim. Before they had printing presses, so neviim and ksuvim were written on scrolls, just like a sefer Torah, kedesha yikra behem kol misha yirtza likrois minatzibur, so that these should be available so that any member of the congregation, any member of the public who wants to read in them, should have them available to read in them. Halacha beis, mi shalokach ir be'eretz Yisroel, someone who purchased a city in Eretz Yisroel, koife moise bezdin can force him, likach loy derach me'arba ruchoiseho mishum yishuv Eretz Yisroel. Since he is the owner of the whole city, the inhabitants of the city cannot force him to do anything. Nevertheless, koifim oisei bezdin likach loy derech be'ar baruchiseho, the bezdin can force him to purchase the property around the city, a roadway around the city on all four sides, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisroel, because this is necessary for the inhabitation of Eretz Yisroel. In order to make cities in Eretz Yisroel a comfortable place for people to live, there should be roadways all around the city. V'koifim b'nei bika zeh, and people who own property in a bika, that's a valley way out in the open, they own property there, they can force one another, lasis beineim choritz uben choritz, to make a moat, sort of a ditch, a wide ditch and a narrow ditch next to it for protection. Halocha gimel, mishal yesh lechotze b'ir acheres, someone who owns a courtyard in some other city, not the city in which he dwells. He doesn't live here, he merely owns a courtyard. B'nei ho'ir mishabde moisei lachpoir imoyam boiris shishchin umayris v'amas hamayim. Nevertheless, the owners of this city can force him to contribute towards the cost of digging boiris, these are cisterns for storage of water, shichen umayris, these are various kinds of ditches for irrigation, v'amas hamayim, or a spring of water, aval b'shar kaladvarim, but all other things that are necessary for the inhabitants of the city to do, ein meshab demoisei, they do not force him to do it, v'imahoya shori imoyim boisei here. However, if he moved into the courtyard now and he was living with them in that city, Mishabde Moisei Alakil, now they can force him to do everything here just as all the other inhabitants of the city. Halocha Dalid, Kishahem Goivim Meyanshi Hoyir Livnei Sachoima, when they collect money from the inhabitants of a city to contribute towards the building of the wall, Goivim Lefi Kirivas Habotim Min Hachoima, they collect money in proportion to how close the houses are to the wall. Kol hasamuch lachoima noisen yoiseh. Whoever is closer to the wall has to contribute more because he has more benefit from the wall. He is more in need of protection of the wall, and he is more in need of the shade than anything else that the wall affords. Halocha hei, v'chol hador b'yir b'shneim asa chaydish, anyone who dwells within a city for a period of 12 months, oishakonaba beis dira, or he purchased a house where one can dwell, and he owns it for 12 months, noisein in b'nei ha'ir b'chol advarim atzrichim l'tikin. He has to contribute together with all the other inhabitants of the city towards all the things that need repair. Ha'choymeh, the wall, v'hadlasois, and the doors in the entranceways. Uschar ha'peroshim. Uschar ha'peroshim. Hashoymrim es ha'medina, and they have to contribute towards the salary of the cavalry, the horse riders who guard the city, v'chayil kayotzi b'dvarim elu sheshoymrim es ha'ir, or any similar things that are necessary for the security of the city. So if they live there 12 months, they are required to contribute. Haloch evav, kol ha'dvarim shetzrichim l'shmir as ha'ir, all things that are needed for the security of the city, loikchem mikol anshei ha'ir, are to be collected from all members of the city. All people who live in this city have to contribute. Va'afilu min ha'yisoyimim, and even orphans who are minors and they inherited property from their father, they are required to contribute, and you have to take money from them. Chutz mitalmidei chachomim. The only exception is talmidei chachomim, people whose occupation is the learning of Torah. They do not have to contribute for the security of the city. She'ein talmidei chachomim tzrichim shmira, because talmidei chachomim do not require any watchmen, any guardians, or any army to guard them. She'atoyra shamrosam, because the Torah is their guardian. Avol letikun hadrochim v'harchoivis, however, money that's collected for repairing the roadways and the streets, afilu min hachachomim, this is collected from talmidei chachomim and even from the sages themselves, because they also need these things. V'im kol ha'om yoitzim umetaknim biatzmam, if in this city they did not collect money to hire workers to do it, but instead they had everyone go out himself and personally work in labor in the repair work. Lo yetzu talmidei chachomim imohem. In this case, the talmidei chachomim should not go out and personally contribute towards the repair work, personally work. Shein derech talmidei chachomim lehizdalzel lifnei am ha'aretz, because it is not fitting for a talmid chacham to appear in such a non-dignified manner in front of an Am Haaretz. Halocha Zayin, hoyu choifrim nohar lohavi b'mayim lemedina, if they were digging a canal to bring water into the city, goivim af min hayisoymim, this money for that is to be collected even from orphans. Shazuz chuslahem, why do you collect money from the orphans? After all, they are minors, and they have no say in whether they wanted to have this project done or not. Shazuz chuslahem, because it's considered to be to their benefit. Kadesha yashku bimenus doiseyem v'charmeyhem, because their fields and their vineyards will also be irrigated by the water from this canal. Lefichav, therefore, am irelahem dova shaleibo hamayim, if something happened, it didn't work out, and the water never came, they never did get the water, hoyil v'loinenu mehem hayisoyimim, in this case, since the orphans had no benefit from this public works project, ma'chzirim lahem kol masha nilkach mehem, then they have to return to them everything that was taken from them in taxes, because they got no benefit and they had no say in the decision whether to build it. V'chein kol kayetzi b'em, and so any similar case. Haloch eches, koifin b'nei movi zeh zeh, sheloi lohoishiv b'neihem loichayet v'loi bursi. The joint owners of an alleyway can force one another not to allow into their private courtyards to dwell a tailor or a leather tanner, veloy echod mibale umnes, nor any other kind of tradesman. We're talking here about an alleyway that's not open on both sides to the public street. It's closed on three sides and open only on one. So it's like a private alleyway, and there's no big traffic going through. And if all of a sudden a tradesman will move into one of the courtyards here, it will increase the traffic. People who have business with this tradesman will go in and out of the alleyway, and it will increase the traffic here. If, however, there in the alleyway there was already living one of the people of that alleyway who was an Uman, he was a tradesman, and he was already there, and no one objected to it, or there was in this alleyway somebody had a bathhouse, or a store, or he had a mill where people bring their flour to grind, and another one, a fellow man came, and he wanted to make another bathhouse to the original one. Since they were there and no one objected, they can no longer do so. But now someone else came along and he built another bathhouse, opposite it, or he built another mill. The first one who was there cannot and has the right to be there, he cannot prevent the second one, and he cannot say to him, you are going into competition and you are taking away from my livelihood. And even if someone from some other courtyard moved in here and opened up another business, they cannot prevent him, because they already had such a trade there in the courtyard. They never objected to the first one, so they cannot object to the second one. And the reason that the first tradesman cannot object to the competition from the second tradesman is because the second tradesman can say, I am not taking away from your livelihood. You have your customers who will continue to use your services, and I will attract new customers who will come to me. Aval geir mimedina acheres, however, a stranger who comes from another city and he moved in here, shebol la sois chanus betzad chanus seishol zeh, he now moves in and he wants to make another store besides this one, besides a store that's already there, oy berchatz mitzad merchatz shol zeh, or he wants to make a bathhouse next to someone else's bathhouse, yesh lahem lemonoi. Then they can prevent him from doing so. In the first case, in the case where someone moved from another alleyway into this alleyway, they can prevent him from doing so, because he can, they cannot prevent him from doing so, as we just learned, because he can say, I have my own customers, you continue with your old customers, and people who used to come to me in my old alleyway, they're the ones who will come to me now. But now here someone moved in from another city, he has no customers, his customers aren't going to come from another city to visit him, so the only customers that he can have are customers from this city, and therefore he's taking away from the livelihood of the people who are already here. If, however, he was already, this newcomer was participating in paying the royal taxes that the inhabitants of the city own, oh, then he is considered a member of this city, and he is not considered a newcomer, and he can open any business he likes. Halochetes, roichlim hamachzirim bo'ayoris, sellers of spices and perfumes, who travel around the cities selling, ein b'nei hamedina yacholim la'akvam, the inhabitants of the city cannot prevent them from coming in and peddling, even though they make a nuisance here, they don't want peddlers coming in, they cannot stop them. Shetakonas Ezrahi, because this is a decree that was made in Eretz Yisrael by Ezra, Shayiyu Machzirim, that the peddlers of spices and perfumes should be permitted to do so, so that perfumes should always be available for Jewish women, so that Jewish women should always be beautiful in the eyes of their husbands. Avol einam koivim mokim v'yoishvim boy. However, they cannot establish a place to permanently sell their spices. Ela midas b'nei ha'ir, unless it's with the permission of the owners of the city, of the inhabitants of the city. V'im talmid chochem hu, if the spice and perfume peddler was a talmid chochem, then keivei mokim b'chol mokim, then he can establish himself a permanent place anywhere he likes. Halacha Yud, Haseichim Shemiviim Schirosam Limkoy Besecho Ayoris, merchants who bring their merchandise to sell inside the city, Bnei Ha'ir Makfim Aleihem, this is not spice and perfume peddlers, but ordinary merchants, the inhabitants of the city can prevent them from doing so. If, however, they came in only on the market day to sell, then you cannot prevent them from doing so. But that's only if they sell in the marketplace, but they may not go peddling from door to door without permission, even on a market day. However, if they owe money to someone in this city, and they do not have money to pay back what they owe, moichrim kedei parnasasam, then they are permitted to sell as much as they need to sustain themselves, afilu b'lo yoyim ha'shuk, even when it's not the market day, they're permitted to peddle whatever they need to sustain themselves, ad sheyifru, until they pay up their debt. Because otherwise, if they cannot support themselves here in the city, they'll leave and then they'll never pay the debt. So they can remain here and peddle, even not on the market day, until they pay their debt. And after, ad sheyifru choivam, until they pay their debt, v'yelchu lahem, and afterwards they leave. Halacha yud aleph, echad mibnei mavui she'eini mefulish, one of the people of an alleyway that's not open through and through to the public, but is open only on one side, Shabikish Lehiyosi Seroife Umin Oigardi, who wanted to become a doctor, or an Umin, an artisan of some sort, Oigardi, or a weaver, Oimelamiti Noikish Shelgoyim, or he wanted to open a school for non-Jewish school children, B'nei Movi Ma'akvim Olov. The owners of this alleyway, the other people who live here, can prevent him from doing so. Because he makes more people go in and out. More people are going in and out. He increases the traffic, and therefore they can stop him. So also one who owns a house in a courtyard that's jointly owned by a number of partners, lo yaskirenu, he may not rent out the house, lo leroife, not to a doctor, velo leumin, and not to an artisan, velo legardi, and not to a weaver, velo lesofer Yehudi, nor to a Jewish stenographer, shekoysef hashtaris, who writes public documents, velo lemlamde tinoikis shalgoyim, nor to a school teacher of non-Jewish school children, because in all of these cases, they attract their customers and it increases the traffic here. However, to a teacher of Jewish children, of course, you cannot prevent it because this increases the learning of Torah. Halacha Yud Beis, Chonus Shebechotzer, if there was a store in a courtyard, Yecholim Hashcheinim Limchos Biyodoi, the neighbors in this courtyard can prevent him from carrying on his trade. Veloy maloy, and they can say to him, "Ein ono yecholim lishen, we are unable to sleep, mikol hanichnosim v'yoytzim, because of the noise made by the people going in and out." Elo oisem alachti bachanus, and therefore they can prevent him from keeping a store here. He can do his work. He can he can make his articles that he sells there in his store, umeicher bashuk, but he cannot sell them there. He has to go out to the marketplace to sell. Aval einam yecholim limchoiz biyodei. However, they cannot prevent him. Veloy maloy and say to him, einonu yecholim lishan mikel hapatish mikel arechayim. They cannot say, don't do any work in your store at all, because we cannot sleep from the sound of your hammer or from the sound of the mill grinding. Sharei herzik lasis kein, because he's already established his rights to do so since they had not objected previously. Vechein yeshlei lalami tineikish al Yisrael toira b'seich beisei. And also he's permitted to teach Jewish children Torah in his house. And the joint owners of the other owners of the courtyard cannot prevent him from doing so. They cannot say to him, we are unable to sleep because of the sound of the children, of the cheder children learning with their teacher, because they make they read aloud in unison and it makes a lot of noise. Nevertheless, this noise made by the children who are, by Jewish school children who are beginning to learn Torah, is the noise which supports the entire world. Halacha Yud Gimel, mi sheyesh leibor lefnim mibeisei shel chaveroi, someone who owns a cistern full of water or some other liquid, and it's inside someone else's house, that is, he either had purchased the rights to this well or cistern inside the house, or he had rented it out. Nichnes, so he has to get in and out of this other person's house in order to get to his water. So nichnes, he cannot come any time he likes and say, let me in. He comes in b'shor shederech b'nei odam nichnosim. He comes in and out at a time when it's normal for people to go in and out of the house. And he can only come in himself and draw the water. He cannot bring in his animal to the other person's house so that the animal will drink directly from the cistern. He has to fill up a pail or a barrel and take it out and give the animal to drink outside. And both of them have to contribute to, because of the lock with which you lock the covering of the cistern. Bal Habor, the owner of the cistern, has to contribute because he has a use of this lock, Kedei Lishmer Es Meimav, because he needs the lock to protect his water, so that the owner, so that he can be sure that the owner of the house didn't draw water out of the well. Ubal HaChatzer, and the Bal Chotzer, and the owner of the house or the courtyard where the well is situated, he also needs a lock there. Mishum chashad ishtoi shaloi tikonis l'sham ela midaitoi. The owner of the courtyard needs a lock here also, because otherwise, if the owner of the well is the only one who has a key to this lock here, he's the only one that's using this, that can unlock it, then he can come in to any time he likes with the excuse, and he can wander around here any time with the excuse that he has to unlock the well and get his water. And meanwhile, the owners, the owner of the courtyard or of the house, his wife is there, and people see this one wandering around there, and the wife is there, and there will be suspicion that they are committing adultery together. Therefore, to prevent this, the owner of the house also puts a lock on the well, and therefore the well cannot be opened unless both of them are there, and therefore the owner of the water, the owner of the well, has no business to come in except with the knowledge and permission of the owner of the house when the house owner is present. This way it says, shaloi tikonis l'sham, it should be shaloi yikonis l'sham, ela midaite. The owner of the well will only have business to come in with the knowledge of the owner of the house, because the owner of the house also has a key that's needed to open it. Halacha yud dalit, mi sheyesh le gina, someone who has a garden inside the garden of his fellow man, that is, his fellow man has a garden surrounding it, and a patch of ground in the middle belongs to someone else and who has a garden there. Nichnes. He has to go in and out through the outer person's garden. He cannot come any time he likes. He has to go in and out at a time when people ordinarily are going in and out of their gardens. And he cannot bring merchants, wholesalers in there to sell them his goods because they trample through the outer garden. And therefore, he has to take it outside and sell it. And he cannot use that as a thoroughfare to get into another field that's beyond it, because he's unnecessarily trafficking through the outside garden. And the owner of the outer garden is permitted to plant on the roadway that's used. And even though the plants there partially obstruct the entrance to the inner garden, nonetheless, he is permitted to do so. Even though the inner one is allowed to go through, and he may trample some of the plants, but nevertheless, he's permitted to plant there. If, however, by mutual agreement, the entranceway to the inner one did not go straight through the middle of the outer garden, but it came in from a side, since he's not marching through the outer person's garden itself, through the middle of the garden, he can come in and out any time he likes. And he can bring businessmen, merchants in to sell, to look at the garden and to sell them the produce. However, he still may not use that as a thoroughfare to go to in some other field. And each one of them, the inner one and the outer one, can prevent the other from planting on the roadway that's used from the side to get from one to the other.